All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. I'm joined today by my man, Jake. Again, check out The Ticket at theticket.com on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Amazon Prime, podcast platforms, TV, radio, just about anywhere and everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. Also, The Carriker Chronicles. All right. TheCarrickerChronicles.com, also on the tube of your YouTube as well, going to be coming out to podcast platforms here in August, and the show will be returning in August as well. All right, Jake, number 11. I mean, I'm going to be honest, an overall whole, I think this list is kind of a, I don't want to say it's hot garbage. I just don't agree with a lot of it, and I'm kind of like, I don't know, I don't get a lot of it, but at number 11, is something I do agree with, and I think it's actually in a relatively decent spot, and that is the Shield's entrance. Now, there's no DX on here. I don't know. The NWO entrance isn't talked about a ton, but at least it was unique and different. There's other faction-type entrances or tag-team-type entrances, as you alluded to, the Dudley Boys. Really, the only faction outside of the Brood that I see on here is the Shield. Now, taking the fact that it's number 11 out of the equation, what are your thoughts on it being the highest ranked faction entrance of all time?
It's definitely unique. I mean, guys coming out of the crowd and guys that went on to be some of the best wrestlers of their generation, all being part of a stable. And you can kind of tell at the time, you know, these guys were going to kind of change the business. And so their feud was just, I mean, I'll be honest, the Shield kind of brought me back into wrestling. I think we all kind of have our time where, you know, other life happens and you kind of get away from it. And then, tuning back in, I just thought this was such a cool group and kind of got back into it as a whole. So it holds a special place in my heart. But I think it definitely belongs on the group because it's got that, you know, same type of thing as when their music hits, you know, you know who it is immediately. And not only that, you're looking where they're coming from because they could be coming out of the crowd. They could be sneak attacking. Who knows what they're wearing? They get, you know, masks on or different looks. So I love the Shield being on here. Is it better than D-Generation X? That's arguable. I think D-Generation X should be on here as well, but I think it is one of the best factions and faction entrances of all time.
All right. Give me your top three greatest faction entrances of all time in no particular order. Just your top three. We can debate order after that.
Yeah, so I think the Shield and D-Generation X for sure. I really like Triple H. So I might even go with,
when the Brood? We talked about the Brood earlier.
The Brood maybe, but, when he was with Randy Orton and Ric Flair and Batista.
Evolution.
It was just, that was kind of similar to the Shield where it was like, these guys have a combination of they're taking over the business. They're either future world champions, current world champions, or greatest of all time. I'd put them in there. I'd have to think if I could think of another faction. I personally like the Filthy Animals back in the WCW days, but so there's so many.
That is quite the pull right there. That's quite the pull.
There's a lot of different factions you can go through, but those are the ones that come off the top of my head.
Insane Clown Posse, where are they at?
There you go. Yeah, they've gotten their spot in wrestling as well.
They've got their spot. What a way to duck it. All right, they've got their spot too. That's right, they're somewhere out there. Oh, man, the Four Horsemen. I thought DP had a great poll with the Four Horsemen last week. So my three greatest, and we're not going to get into the top 10 yet this week. We'll save that for next week. If DP's here, I'll do it with DP. If you want to do it, if all three of us want to do it, I'm good with whatever. Okay, I do have my top 15 and like 89 honorable mention list ready to go as well. Probably reveal some of that next week. All right, my top three greatest faction entrances of all time, no particular order. I do have the Shield up there. Okay. I love that they came basically out of the crowd. Where they coming from, it was unique. I like Seth Rollins' little tumble over the barricade there, all that stuff. Dean Ambrose looking crazy. Roman Reigns wasn't quite Roman Reigns yet. He was trying to look stoic, but he wasn't quite there yet. He was probably number three at that time out of the group, at least in my opinion. But obviously, he's evolved and done quite well. I think DX has got to be up there. To me, it's more about the song and honestly the video than the actual entrance itself. Mm-hmm. Now, when you get into the Road Dogg doing his whole thing as well, but that doesn't happen every time. Right. So that there's some variance there. Triple H had his thing that he did as well. So I think DX has got to be in there. For me, it's the Four Horsemen. at number three. That's the one I like.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
As the third, one of the top three greatest faction entrances of all time, if I was to rank them, I would put probably the Four Horsemen third. Oh, choosing between those two is tough, man. If we're including Road Dogg, Oh You Didn't Know, etc., oh, yeah. Number one. If we're not, I probably would go Shield, but I'm going to say we're going to include Road Dogg, and I'm going to say DX 1, Shield 2 when it comes to greatest faction entrances of all time. All right. Now, you can't say, hey, they're out there. You got to put them in an actual order now, Jake.
I love what you say about Road Dogg, too, because it makes such a difference. But yeah, I would put Shield number one. I think that's fair. Without Road Dogg, and I just, you know, I know radio is not great when you just agree with each other, but I just kind of agree with the exact thing. I think you put it really well.
I think you're wrong. You're completely wrong. Right. No way you can be right. All right, there, we disagreed. We did our job. All right. NWO, last thing, and then we'll go for today. They're never talked about. Their entrance is never talked about, like, in that same realm. Why is that? And I'll be honest with you, I don't talk about him in that same realm. But why do you think most people don't? I think for me, it was unique. It was different. It just sometimes it's almost like this. When you meet somebody and you get to know them and they just have it, you don't really know what it is, but they just kind of have it. The NWO entrance was great, but it just didn't have it. And I don't know how else to describe it. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, they had such arrogance, and you know, they were kind of the immediate bad guys that you kind of eventually, you know, get over and cheer for. Scott Hall is so freaking cool and so comfortable being so freaking cool. And the music, when it hits, it's again immediately recognizable. I think you're right. I think that probably should be in the conversation. I really don't have a problem with it. I think that's probably a stable that you should probably put up there. And again, a lot of it for me, you know, it's obviously the Hulk Hogan heel turn was huge at the time. But to me, a lot of it's just Scott Hall and how cool he is. I think that was the best part of Scott Hall's wrestling career, Razor Ramon being up there. But again, a guy that never won the Ultimate Belt, which would surprise a lot of people. But, you know, just the toothpick, I mean, he was so cool. That him alone, I think, got to put that stable back into it for me.
Dude, one of the great sell jobs of all time. And if you can go to YouTube, look up this clip. I'm sure Jake's seen it. He's in the middle of the ring. Like, there's a crowd of people. He's in the middle of the ring. He gets hit out of nowhere with a beer. Just no sells it. Like, you would have no idea. He just got hit with a beer that just got launched 30, 40, God knows how many feet. No, like, no flinch, no nothing. Like, he didn't know it was coming. Like, how do you not just instantly react just a smidge? Like, to me, that's like when, I forget who the player was, but they went like this to Kobe with the ball and he didn't flinch a millimeter. Instantly became a fan of Kobe in that moment. Instantly became a fan of Scott Hall. I think one thing that hurts the NWO black and white entrance and how people view it is I like the NWO Wolfpack better. Not the entrance, but the song, which made me like the entrance better. And I think that might affect the NWO black and white. Any final thoughts? Then we'll get out of here.
Yeah, the Wolfpack was definitely a cool part of it. You know, as that evolved, I think there eventually became like 8 different groups from the NWO. Yeah. Which, again, wrestling goes on and on, so you have to tell the story. But I just, as you were saying that, I was just thinking, comparing that Scott Hall no selling the beer being thrown, to how about Ron Artest being hit with a beer out of the stand? Oh, man. What happened there? Complete opposite end.
He didn't quite no sell that at all.
No sell that too much.
Oh, man, the NWO Wolfpack. I love that. They never did have the blow off, et cetera, et cetera. We can dive into why that happened one day. But I just love the entrance song. NW, you best not turn your back on the Wolfpack. Or I don't know if I can say this, but you might find yourself in a body bag. You know, all that good stuff. And now you know why I don't sing for a living. If it wasn't obvious before. I do remember they would go around just doing the just too sweet and all that. And I was going into my freshman year. And we were doing like two-a-days at the high school football practice. And I did this to one of my freshman teammates. And he kind of looked around like really – he knew what I was doing. He was just being a scaredy cat. And he kind of went like this real quick so none of the seniors could see us. And he was so embarrassed by it. All right, we better get out of here. The happy hour is going to follow us. I want to thank you for joining me, Jake. All right, ladies and gentlemen, have a phenomenally phenomenal, just too sweet day. Go Big Red. And always remember to throw the bones.